This seems to have been a week of protests in Norwich. There were protests against a 14-week closure of Helsdon Hall Road. Angry shopkeepers protested about parking enforcement at Earlham House Shopping Centre. Norwich City leaseholders questioned the fairness of charges imposed on thousands of people who bought former council houses. Here is the first of the protest stories.
A wave of protest has greeted plans to close a Norwich road, with businesses today claiming it will rob them of vital summer trade. Traders are furious at the prospect of more than 3 months of traffic disruption as the new Sweetbriar Park retail development takes shape. The retail site is set to be one of the largest in the city after the Wickes store from Drayton Road relocates there in October, unlocking 25 acres of land. But local traders were shocked when street signs sprang up last weekend, informing them of a 14-week closure of Helsdon Hall Road from June the 1st. The closure would make way for a new access point to the Wickes store and a new footpath included at the behest of Norfolk County Council Highways officers. Businesses including Briar Chemicals, who sold the 2 acres of land for the Wickes store, and Helsdon Barnes, have since complained over the short notice of the closure and disruption to their businesses. The work has now been postponed until at least June the 13th.
Angry shopkeepers claim parking enforcement at their Norwich shopping centre is driving trade away. Traders at Earlham House Shopping Centre staged a demonstration over the way private contractor National Parking Enforcement, NPE, handles contraventions of rules in the centre's car park. NPE is contracted by centre owners Belgold Properties to enforce the centre's car park off Earlham Road. It uses CCTV to spot violations. But traders say they and their customers are falling foul of the enforcement, which they claim is too extreme. One trader revealed he has paid fines for customers to stop them turning their backs on his business. C. Wang, owner of the Royal Plaza restaurant, said, "I have paid some of my customers' parking fees, otherwise they said they would never come back." Richard Bray, owner of R.J. Bray Butcher, said, "My footfall has been affected by around 25% since NPE took on parking enforcement. I am very unhappy about it." A spokesman for NPE said, "What the shopkeepers at Earlham House are perhaps not grasping is that without providing the successful control and management of this parking area, it would simply revert back to being a free 24-hour parking area for local residents, as it was before we managed the site."
The fairness of the charges imposed on thousands of leaseholders by Norwich City Council has been questioned, with claims some maintenance and repair bills are far too high. And council bosses have admitted, under the terms of its partnership deal for such work, the authority does get a share of profits made on the contracts. Norwich has some 2,700 leaseholders, people who bought former council homes on 125-year leases, who have to pay a number of charges for maintenance, lighting, and communal issues. But members of the Norwich Leaseholders Association have criticised the council over the handling of the repair and maintenance contracts. In one case, 2 leaseholders in Derby Street have been told they must pay £15,000 each to pay to replace 6 step treads and apply protective paint to a community staircase. The association says a completely new pre-car staircase in reinforced concrete could be bought for less than £10,000. Another leaseholder has received a bill for £8,500 for her contribution towards the renewal of a communal stairway. A spokesman for Norwich City Council confirmed that under the agreement, 50% of NPS Norwich profit is returned to the council. but he said the council's procurement team did have oversight of the contracts.
Communities are being asked to adopt their local milestones in an effort to preserve an important part of region's heritage. The Milestone Society is seeking assistance to help maintain the hundreds of stone markers across Norfolk to prevent them from being damaged. It is hoped that, by doing so, the Society will be able to continue work on renovating other milestones across the county. Member Nigel Ford said the markers risks being chipped and scratched by strimmers as they became overgrown with vegetation. He said, "Over the past 5 to 6 years, we have restored about 150 milestones, and some of the first ones are getting to the stage where they need redoing, but we don't have time to do all of them." Mr. Ford said, by enlisting the public to help with their maintenance, it would allow members to carry out other work. This will allow Milestone Society members the time to continue renovating other neglected milestones rather than spending time maintaining those already completed, he said. There are around 370 milestones in Norfolk, and many date back to the mid-1700s. The Society has been able to restore a large number of these markers thanks to the help from local communities.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, restaurant on Milecross Lane in Norwich is to remain shut until the end of the week after it failed to meet the company's own hygiene standards. A sign appeared on the door of the fast food restaurant earlier this week which said, "Sorry for any inconvenience, but we're closed until further notice." KFC confirmed that it had closed the outlet as it failed to meet high-quality standards. Janet Cox, Head of Health, Safety and Environment at KFC UK and Ireland, said, "We have temporarily closed our Milecross Lane drive-through in Norwich as it hasn't met the high-quality standards we demand at KFC. We are deep cleaning the restaurant at the moment, and will remain and will retrain all team members so we can reopen by the end of the week. The fast food outlet was last visited by food safety officers from Broadland District Council in October, when it was given a food hygiene rating of 3 out of 5, which means standards of the store are generally satisfactory. Last month, a spokesman for KFC said a new KFC restaurant will be coming to Norwich, although it did not give a location. And that's it for this part of the news.